Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ, with Chef Rogelio Garcia, Oro, Four Seasons, Calistoga, California. Chef, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You can't be anything but great. We're sitting here. Chef, set the scene for us. Where are we exactly?
We're at the Four Seasons in Calistoga, in the dining room at the outside dining room of Oro.
Glorious day. It's beautiful here every single day. I mean, my gosh, it never gets old. We want to talk about many things. First and foremost, congratulations, shaking your hand, raising a glass to you. We're drinking champagne. It's radio. You never know. To get your Michelin star and then to maintain it. Take me back. The day the call comes or you're at the event. How did you find out you had maintained your Michelin star for Oro here at the Four Seasons?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I kind of blacked out as soon as they called the name or I even knew that we were up for it the first time and retained it. But it was such a special moment, you know, all the hard work, dedication, the team has put towards this. It's what a feeling, to be honest.
And you mentioned the key word, team. It takes a team.
It definitely takes a team. Not just the boots on the ground, but marketing, ownership, farmers, the community of Napa. I mean, everybody that played a role. This is for them, and I'm just super excited to be able to do it here in my hometown.
What do you think garners the attention of Michelin? What helped you get the Michelin star here at Oro? What do you think it was about?
Well, I think for me it was a lot of years of research and dedication. I mean, there was many years where I worked at restaurants where I thought I would get it or assume I would get it. And to not get it and pick yourself back up and try again and try again and try again. I mean, this is my 23rd year in the industry. And so, I mean, it takes a long time, but it's hard to say, to be honest. I'm just grateful and excited to continue on this path.
So many good things happening to you this year. Next big thing, your first book, Modern Mexican Cuisine in California's Wine Country. I always get this wrong, but you say it.
Convivir.
Convivier. Convivier. Convivier means?
It means to live together, meet ourselves on the plate and have a common ground where we're able to talk, food, or whatever it may be.
I know why this is personal, because I've read the book. How personal? Why is this personal, this book? Convivier.
Well, personal because the recipes are, you know, a take on modern cuisine. I mean, there's a lot of classic recipes, but a lot of twist on what I consider, you know, Northern California Mexican cuisine. Also the stories, a little bit of what I went through growing up in Napa, and just, you know, vintners. Vintners that have been supportive through my career. All put into this beautiful 280-page cookbook that, you know, pretty much emphasizes Mexican cuisine. A little bit more classic. We wanted people to take the book, cook out of it on Sunday night, and have a blast.
You know, once upon a time, you were the guy hid in the kitchen, head down. You weren't coming out, greeting guests, saying hello, signing books. You've come a long way, chef. How's it feel? How's it been hearing from people who've read your book, picked up your book, and loved it? And also peers, other chefs. Have there been some high points you can share?
Yeah. Well, somebody sent me a picture of Copperfields in New York City. They were carrying it. You know, the Big Apple. I mean, who's not excited about that? And then just iconic chefs that take a photo with the book, send it to me, and said, I got a copy. You know, I never thought that it would be like this. But I'm super excited to be able to have this today and be here in Napa, in my community.
Well, today, joyfully, I get to be here watching you work in the kitchen, sitting here on this bucolic setting, stunning day. And you have before us one of your dishes from the book. Talk us through the dish. What is it? What's it all about?
So this is going to be a huarache. It originates from the city that I was born, which is Mexico City. That's where my family's from. It's an oval shape, kind of tortilla. It is made with masa, which is milled corn ground into these kind of heavy stones. And then you put this spread of Rancho Gordo acoyote black beans. There's a classic chorizo recipe over the top of that, and a sprinkle of milk cheese queso fresco. And then it's a very, very classic recipe, but that is the cover of the book, and that's something that I really wanted to have because it's where I was born, and it originates from Mexico City.
Going back to your roots, where you're from, and what brought you here, there would be no Rogelio Garcia without your mama and your papa. Talk me about your mom, her reaction to this book, and seeing it for the first time, and seeing the family name on the cover, her son. How does she react?
Ecstatic. My mother was ecstatic when I showed her the book. That's the first person I called when I received the first copy. I remember, you know, she picked it up, went through it, a couple of tears, you know, but you know, her path to get here was not really for her. It was really for me and my brothers and sisters. So I thank her for everything she's done for us, and I guess it's up to the next generation to continue to push.
Well, I hope this is the first of many books. We are doing the first of what I hope will be a series of events and maybe more with you. Friends coming up in Napa, the Archer Hotel, on November 3rd. The first in a series of events called Vines, Vibes, and Views. The Vines, some local winemakers. The Vibes, well, it's going to be created by an amazing musician, Tristan Prettyman. And we couldn't find a V. There are going to be great views because it's the rooftop of the Archer Hotel. We couldn't find another V to go with the food. But you're bringing the food. You are our first guest chef, our inaugural event, our inaugural chef, Chef Rogelio Garcia. Are you excited to be part of Vines, Vibes, and Views?
Oh, Liam, I'm super excited to be back in downtown Napa, kind of where it all began. Connect with all these winemakers and amazing music and be part of anything you do. Super exciting.
And you're going to be feeding people. You're going to be sharing this dish. Remind people about this dish that folks can enjoy at Vines, Vibes, and Views.
So this dish is the cover of my cookbook. It's a huarache, which is from Mexico City. It is an oval-shaped tortilla with black bean, classic chorizo, and a sprinkle of milk gold cheese. And then you're going to sprinkle that lime over the top. So I'm excited to share this, do a couple book signings, and just be around amazing people.
Well, the great thing is everyone who buys a ticket, they get a copy of the cookbook, all included. They get the wine, they get the food, they get the music. I'll be your MC. It's going to be an amazing event. You know, Chef, there has to be rewards on different levels for you, but seeing folks take a cookbook and then maybe try a dish or two at home, has that happened yet? Have any friends said, hey, I just cooked this from the book? How is it seeing a dish that you've brought to life through your book then be brought to life by various people out there in the world?
Oh, it's incredible. I get a lot of messages, pictures, things like that. Some of them actually take a twist on it. But, you know, we just did our first dinner out of the cookbook, Aranjel, in downtown Napa, and that was for about 250 guests. So see the book in a restaurant action was pretty impressive, to be honest.
So brings us back here. Oro, Four Seasons here in Calistoga. What's behind the name? And tell me about the menu and what it's all about here at Oro.
Yeah, so Oro, it's, you know, it was tough to put a name to such a beautiful location, right? There's many directions to go. It's the aura being in Calistoga and also translates in Latin gold. So we have a little bit of gold throughout the menus and our colors. It's a 7-course tasting menu, pretty much ends up being a 10-course. 85 to 90% is local produce from the bounty of Napa. We save that 10-15 to whatever we can find outside of here, Japan, Italy, Mexico, you name it, anything that we can kind of get creative with. And putting in this tasting menu, very seasonal, definitely takes sustainability at the forefront. Our team is, you know, 7 chefs in the back, and you know, we open 4 nights a week, Wednesday through Saturday, and we're super excited that any of you guys want to join. We're here in Calistoga,
and if you want to come and stay the night, just tell us a little bit about the Four Seasons here, Chef. For those who've never been to Four Seasons up here in Calistoga, what's the vibe, what's the scene all about here?
Well, we have we're going into our 3rd year of opening with our casual concept as well, Trust. 85 plus rooms, residents. You know, we have a poolside Mexican restaurant. So we definitely have a lot of amenities to be able to stay here in beautiful Calistoga.
So friends, come one, come all, come enjoy the cuisine here at Oro, at the Four Seasons. And of course, come meet Chef in person. You'll see him as part of Vines, Vibes and Views, November 3rd, the Archer Hotel. But come back here to the Four Seasons, dine at Oro, stay the night, stay the weekend, why not? I'll let you have the last word, Chef, for those who've not yet picked up your cookbook. Why should they?
So you can find Convivir at my website, chefrogeliogarcia.com. You can pre-order it there. If not, I'll see you at Vine, Vibes and Views on November 3rd. See you there.
Convivir is the book. Chef Rogelio Garcia is the chef. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Champ, with Chef Rogelio Garcia, Oro, Four Seasons, Calistoga, California. Chef, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
You can't be anything but great. We're sitting here. Chef, set the scene for us. Where are we exactly?
We're at the Four Seasons in Calistoga, in the dining room at the outside dining room of Oro.
Glorious day. It's beautiful here every single day. I mean, my gosh, it never gets old. We want to talk about many things. First and foremost, congratulations, shaking your hand, raising a glass to you. We're drinking champagne. It's radio, you never know. To get your Michelin star and then to maintain it. Take me back the day the call comes or you're at the event. How did you find out you had maintained your Michelin star for Oro here at the Four Seasons?
Well, to be honest, I kind of blacked out as soon as they called the name or I even knew that we were up for it the first time and retained it. But it was such a special moment. You know, all the hard work, dedication the team has put towards this. It's what a feeling, to be honest.
And you mentioned the key word, team. It takes a team.
It definitely takes a team, not just the boots on the ground, but marketing, ownership, farmers, the community of Napa. I mean, everybody that played a role. This is for them, and I'm just super excited to be able to do it here in my hometown.
What do you think garners the attention of Michelin? What helped you get the Michelin star here at Oro? What do you think it was about?
Well, I think for me it was a lot of years of research and dedication. I mean, there was many years where I worked at restaurants where I thought I would get it or assume I would get it. And to not get it and pick yourself back up and try again and try again and try again. I mean, this is my 23rd year in the industry. And so, I mean, it takes a long time, but it's hard to say, to be honest. I'm just grateful and excited to continue on this path.
So many good things happening to you this year. Next big thing, your first book, Modern Mexican Cuisine in California's Wine Country. I always get this wrong, but it's you say it.
Convivir.
Convivier. Convivier. Convivier means?
It means to live together, to meet ourselves on the plate and have a common ground where we're able to talk food or whatever it may be.
I know why this is personal, because I've read the book. How personal? Why is this personal, this book, Convivir?
Well, personal because the recipes are, you know, a take on modern cuisine. I mean, there's a lot of classic recipes, but a lot of twist on what I consider, you know, Northern California Mexican cuisine. Also the stories, a little bit of what I went through growing up in Napa, and just, you know, vintners that have been supportive through my career, all put into this beautiful 280-page cookbook that, you know, pretty much emphasizes Mexican cuisine. A little bit more classic. We wanted people to take the book, cook out of it on Sunday night, and have a blast.
You know, once upon a time, you were the guy hid in the kitchen, head down. You weren't coming out, greeting guests, saying hello, signing books. You've come a long way, Chef. How's it feel? How's it been hearing from people who've read your book, picked up your book, and loved it? And also peers, other chefs. Have there been some high points you can share?
Yeah. Well, somebody sent me a picture of Copperfields in New York City. They were carrying it. You know, the Big Apple. I mean, who's not excited about that? And then just iconic chefs that take a photo with the book, send it to me, and said, "I got a copy." I never thought that it would be like this. But I'm super excited to be able to have this today and be here in Napa, in my community.
Well, today, joyfully, I get to be here watching you work in the kitchen, sitting here on this bucolic setting, stunning day. And you have before us one of your dishes from the book. Talk us through the dish. What is it? What's it all about?
So this is going to be a huarache. It originates from the city that I was born, which is Mexico City. That's where my family's from. It's an oval shape, kind of tortilla. It is made with masa, which is milled corn ground into these kind of heavy stones. And then you put this spread of Rancho Gordo acoyote black beans. There's a classic chorizo recipe over the top of that, and a sprinkle of milk cheese queso fresco. And then it's a very, very classic recipe, but that is the cover of the book, and that's something that I really wanted to have because it's where I was born, and it originates from Mexico City.
Going back to your roots, where you're from, and what brought you here, there would be no Rogelio Garcia without your mama and your papa. Tell me about your mom, her reaction to this book, and seeing it for the first time, and seeing the family name on the cover, her son. How does she react?
Ecstatic. My mother was ecstatic when I showed her the book. That's the first person I called when I received the first copy. I remember, you know, she picked it up, went through it, a couple of tears, you know, but you know, she, her path to get here was not really for her. It was really for me and my brothers and sisters. So I thank her for everything she's done for us, and I guess it's up to the next generation to continue to push.
Well, I hope this is the first of many books. We are doing the first of what I hope will be a series of events and maybe more with you. Friends coming up in Napa, the Archer Hotel, on November 3rd. The first in a series of events called Vines, Vibes, and Views. The Vines, some local winemakers. The Vibes, well, it's going to be created by an amazing musician, Tristan Prettyman. And we couldn't find a V. There's going to be great views because it's the rooftop of the Archer Hotel. We couldn't find another V to go with the food. But you're bringing the food. You are our first guest chef, our inaugural event, our inaugural chef, Chef Rogelio Garcia. Are you excited to be part of Vines, Vibes, and Views?
Oh, Liam, I'm super excited to be back in downtown Napa, kind of where it all began. Connect with all these winemakers and amazing music and be part of anything you do. Super exciting.
And you're going to be feeding people. You're going to be sharing this dish. Remind people about this dish that folks can enjoy at Vines, Vibes, and Views.
So this dish is the cover of my cookbook. It's a huarache, which is from Mexico City. It is an oval-shaped tortilla with black bean, classic chorizo, and a sprinkle of milk gold cheese. And then you're going to sprinkle that lime over the top. So I'm excited to share this, do a couple book signings, and just be around amazing people.
Well, the great thing is everyone who buys a ticket, they get a copy of the cookbook, all included. They get the wine, they get the food, they get the music. I'll be your MC. It's going to be an amazing event. You know, Chef, there has to be rewards on different levels for you, but seeing folks take a cookbook and then maybe try a dish or two at home, has that happened yet? Have any friends said, hey, I just cooked this from the book? How is it seeing a dish that you've brought to life through your book then be brought to life by various people out there in the world?
Oh, it's incredible. I get a lot of messages, pictures, things like that. Some of them actually take a twist on it. But, you know, we just did our first dinner out of the cookbook at Angel in downtown Napa, and that was for about 250 guests. So see the book in a restaurant action was pretty impressive, to be honest.
So brings us back here. Oro, Four Seasons here in Calistoga. What's behind the name? And tell me about the menu and what it's all about here at Oro.
Yeah, so Oro, it's, you know, it was tough to put a name to such a beautiful location, right? There's many directions to go. It's the aura being in Calistoga and also translates in Latin gold. So we have a little bit of gold throughout the menus and our colors. It's a 7-course tasting menu, pretty much ends up being a 10-course. 85 to 90% is local produce from the bounty of Napa. We save that 10-15 to whatever we can find outside of here. Japan, Italy, Mexico, you name it, anything that we can kind of get creative with. And putting in this tasting menu, very seasonal, definitely takes sustainability at the forefront. Our team is, you know, seven chefs in the back. And, you know, we open four nights a week, Wednesday through Saturday. And we're super excited that any of you guys want to join. We're here in Calistoga.
And if you want to come and stay the night, just tell us a little bit about the Four Seasons here, Chef. For those who have never been to Four Seasons up here in Calistoga, what's the vibe? What's the scene all about here?
Well, we have we're going on to our third year of opening with our casual concept as well, Trust. 85 plus rooms, residents. You know, we have a poolside Mexican restaurant. So we definitely have a lot of amenities to be able to stay here in beautiful Calistoga.
So friends, come one, come all, come enjoy the cuisine here at Oro, at the Four Seasons. And of course, come meet Chef in person. You'll see him as part of Vines, Vibes and Views, November 3rd, the Archer Hotel. But come back here to the Four Seasons. Dine at Oro, stay the night, stay the weekend, why not? I'll let you have the last word, Chef, for those who've not yet picked up your cookbook. Why should they?
So you can find Convivir at my website, chefrogeliogarcia.com. You can pre-order it there. If not, I'll see you at Vine, Vibes and Views on November 3rd. See you there.
Convivir is the book. Chef Rogelio Garcia is the chef. More at kcbsradio.com and click on Foodie Champ.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.